InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well right, done, so, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oil has exploded. One of the biggest jumps in its history in one day after Trump's speech last night that signaled continual war. His budget, Bloomberg is reporting, signals that we're moving to a wartime economy, just like the EU. Israel just blew up Iran's top negotiator, killing his wife and critically wounding him. Oil surges after Trump's speech, ground invasion this weekend, plan to seize uranium. Iran vows crushing response with huge bombardments launched after a speech last night, some of the biggest yet, with Trump saying they're out of missiles, which is complete crap. They don't even have a BB gun. No, Trump was not a BSer and a liar in the past because I went over everything he said. He's one of the most accurate, quote, politicians I've ever seen. Now it is contradictions, lies, BS, craziness, insane statements. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid or with daycare. No, we're going to cut that. We're in a war now. If you're going to do that, sure as hell don't say it ahead of the midterms. Good. I mean, you talk about blowing your feet off with a shotgun, and it's getting worse by the minute. And the vast majority, all the polls show it, conservative pollsters that are trusted and don't want to lie about Trump, Mark Mitchell and others, he is at 33 points. He was at 56 just six, 7 months ago. He's lost 80% of the independents that voted for him in polls. He's lost half of under 45 males. This is a bloodbath politically. And you've got the coterie of influencers just sycophantically, oh, no, sir, everything's great. And he's surrounded by literal Jonathan Pollard Israeli spies, and he's groveling to them on TV, and they're at the White House calling him Jesus. Trump has lost his mind. Absolutely, folks. We have to admit this to somehow have an intervention. Getting back on course, you know, I know a bunch of White House insiders, and they're privately, you know, don't you quote me, but God, no, he just starts screaming at people now, and he doesn't want to hear anything negative, and all he listens to is Mark Levin. He basically sits in Mark Levin's lap. You saw Lindsey Graham looking completely psychotic. Let's go out to break with that. I'm so happy. We've got all this war. You know, he's happy. He was just at Disney World with the Princess Wand following little girls around. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well right, done, so, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
Oh, yes. So we've heard of the Spear of Destiny that Hitler wanted, the spear that supposedly pierced Dry's side, but no, Lindsey has the Wand of Destiny.